But we always had the doctor. Everybody didn't. Many of the parents in my village would send the children to school with infectious illnesses until it become apparent with a rash, and the children would be sent home. I lived in a time when TB was in nearly every family. My mother sat up with the dying and laid out the dead, cancer and all the lot. She was well known in the village. The women, the working women, did for one another. My mother would go over the village.
Was she one that was particularly called on, or did they all do it?
They particularly called on my mother, because in my mother's family, my two uncles, my aunt and my mother had TB. The others died, but my mother had one lung collapse. My mother never kissed us as long as she had us.
For fear of passing it.
Because she was so afraid. She loved us dearly, but never would she kiss us. Because it was by then known. Because it was only because my mother was such a reader. She read anything and, you know, anything that was going, doctor-wise, health-wise, education-wise. She was a reader. She read. And therefore, my mother was far more aware, probably, that consumption was only more or less conveyed in a poor family. If a person who was dying had something that you'd got for them because you knew they were dying, the other members could eat it. They wouldn't throw it away. And that is how it was conveyed. People spit a lot. People spit in the street. Every place had spittoons for people to spit in. My father was expert at spitting over the top of the cooking. But we just accepted it. It was done. But of course, when people began to get more hygienically minded, it began to stop.